The music sounds best on WABC.
Mockin' Boyd, have you hoyed? That's Carly and the James Simon. That's Mockingbird here on WABC Radio. We have 23 minutes now before 7 o'clock in New York. It's your cousin Bruce, everybody. Winter storm warnings in effect for tonight and tomorrow. Sleet mixed with freezing rain and snow tonight and tomorrow will produce some hazardous traveling conditions. Drive carefully if you ain't gotta. You got a temperatures tonight and tomorrow, 20s to the low 30s. What is going on? It's 26 WABC degrees, icy, sleety, icky weather. Cousin, your Metropolitan Datsun dealers proudly presents a new legend, a new Datsun Z car for 74, a 260Z. Now, there's more power, more flexibility in the newly designed 2600cc overhead cam engine. There's a new interior, a new instrument panel, a new rear styling, plus independent suspension, rack and pinion steering, power assist front disc brakes, reclining bucket seats, which are nice for long red lights, tinted glass, full carpeting, electric rear window defogger, a tach and a clock, and an AM/FM radio with electric aerial, and radial tires. That sounds like a hot car's jams. All in all, the Car, Road, and Track magazine called the most exciting GT car of the decade. It was even more exciting for 74. And to help prove it, the 56 New York, New Jersey, and Fairfield County Datsun dealers are offering free test drives. Try it. Yeah, no, I'm going to get to that. The new Datsun 260Z may well be the first legend you can afford. Datsun saves, so drive a Datsun. Then decide. Datsun saves.
WABC Music Radio. The more you listen, the better it sounds.
The music sounds best on WABC.
Jim Croce on WABC Radio. Time and a Butthole. The record for my current survey is number 7. Drive carefully. Storm warnings in effect.
Music Radio, WABC.
Jeremiah and the Bullfrog. Bullfrog.
Radio, WABC.
Cousin Brucey, everybody, let's continue with our sound right now on WABC at 13 before 7. A lot of solid gold tonight, a lot of new. All adds up to music energy. Right for you, no waiting in lines, we funnel right up. Best sounds in the world.
Where it began.
Neil Diamond on WABC, Saturday night. A good night to be indoors. I mean, it is lousy outside. Unbelievable. Sleet, freezing rain, and a whole bit. But we don't care. We are warm and cozy. I hope you're the same. It's 26 WABC degrees, icy skies, icy sidewalks, too. The lovely Barbara Streisand, everyone. The way we was. Dream about somebody you'd like to be with. Think about caressing him and holding him tight. That's nice, isn't it? Number 2 on WABC's current survey.
WABC!
Lovely. Music time at WABC. It is 6 minutes now before 7 o'clock in New York City. You are joining the great signal of WABC Music Radio, holding hands with your cousin Brucey.
You've been here.
WABC, this is Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey.
Well, next week and all of February is an especially good time to shop at Pantry Pride Food Fair. And although they offer many great sales events during the regular year, Founders Week, that's what we have here. Founders Week is always something special. Speciador. Pantry Pride Food Fair, spruce up the store, fancy up the windows, and give pep talks to all employees, and they drive their buyers absolutely nutsville. Nutty cake. You can see, you know, when Pantry Pie Food Fairs first opened in Harrisburg, PA, back in 1933, it was a good year. Remember the big storm then? Well, anyway, this thing there was a headline item. They went nutty. Huge crowds, they gathered more than an hour before opening time, according to the Harrisburg Evening Telegraph. I mean, well, you know, it goes on to it. Unbelievable. They were studying for a store opening. Steak and coffee, here's why. Or both. Although maybe not. Maybe in those days, I guess it was 15 cents a pound for a steak. Imagine that. And eggs and bananas were going for a penny apiece. Now, you try to match that today. Even though Pantry Pride Food Fair cannot come close to those prices today, they still like to see crowds in their stores. So they ordered their buyers to come up with values just as astonishing in 74 as 11-cent ham was back in 1933. 11-cent ham, you see? And they did this because the way prices are today, now these people know that you're watching them closely, right? And Pantry Pride Food Fair is happy to say, Founder is watching them too. And he doesn't play games at Mr. Pantry Pride, at Mr. Pride. Nope, Founder is watching them. You know what? In 1 minute, I'll be back with more of the greatest music on WABC Music Radio. Music energy.
Here is top news in brief from American Contemporary Radio. I'm Warren Dean in New York. Food shipments are being delayed by the walkout of independent truck drivers. Gas deliveries are being held up, too. And Rudy Molnar of the Pennsylvania Gas Dealers Association tells ABC News in Pittsburgh why.
I believe that a couple of the companies had experienced damage to their trucks, and the driver said that they would now rather not drive on the highways right now with the trucker strike going on. It's a little more dangerous driving a gas truck than it is, say, a produce truck.
Rudy Molnar in Pittsburgh. Police in Kenton, Michigan say the bodies of a teenage couple were found about 3 miles from their abandoned car. A note indicated they had run out of gas and tried to walk for help. They froze to death. Three Palestinian hijackers have released the captain of a Greek freighter being held in Pakistan's Karachi harbor. 33 crewmen are being held, the gunmen demanding freedom for two Arabs sentenced to death for shooting up Athens airport last summer. And that's ABC News in brief. Warren Dean reporting for American Contemporary Radio.
Now, the most music on WABC New York.
Cousin Bruce Morrow.
Shake your tree.
WABC.
Here's the time at WABC New York. We have 1.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, my dears. We continue on WABC. This goes to Charlie Casey, Charles Casey from Liz. And Liz, sweetheart, nice talking to you before. Here's your song.
No, I can't forget. See you.